At this point, I want to talk to Tulasizwe Simelane, and he's a very familiar face on television. You know him well from news broadcasts. And Tulas, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon, because I know this is not an easy thing for you to do either. You and Gwala worked together years ago. You go way back. And I suppose I can describe the two of you as being in a class of your own. How are you feeling today?
Joanne, I'm devastated. I mean, we've had time to sort of, you know, take in the fact that he was not in a good space, but nothing prepares you for the time when he actually departs. In fact, you keep praying and hoping that he gets better. 2 years ago, I ran the Soweto Marathon, and I dedicated it to him, to reflecting about his life and basically praying for him and meditating over his life. And basically, I handed over the race medal at the end of it. And he said some words there that really touched me and told me how that gesture, what it meant to him. And those words are the words that I treasure right now. And the difficulty of having to do Soweto Marathon for the first time since that last time, I'll be very emotional on Sunday when I do that. And that's because my relationship with Kolani was never really that deeply personal, in the sense of hanging out, you know, in various sports and perhaps, you know, visiting each other, but it was brotherly and professional. This was someone that, you know, was a peer to me, in that, you know, we were working in the same spaces at the same time, but being a peer, still being an icon, someone that I wanted to emulate. So versatile. People forget that he used to read the isiZulu News on SABC 1, did Asikulume, then switched easily to do the news in English, worked in Ramallah in the Middle East, and also used to file reports for the BBC at one point. And this was before, of course, returning to 702, to the 702 family. The last thing I want to mention, Joanne, his laughter was so infectious. And also his, you know, workmanship and the preparation. To this day, before I go on air, I think of Kolani. Kolani would prepare for hours for an interview that would last just 10 minutes. And I do that every day. I try to emulate him.
You know, this race that you are about to run is so symbolic, I suppose, of the race that he ran at trying to overcome this illness. And I think reaching the finish line with great, great dignity and great heroism. How symbolic is that for you, Tulas?
It is very symbolic, Joy, and you capture it very well. I remember when I met up with him after the race 2 years ago, and basically how he was, you know, he was describing what goes on when he goes for his chemo sessions. And he was talking about how the doctors were saying that they needed to go aggressively on the chemo with him. And they said they believed he could take it because, you know, he lived a healthy lifestyle. You remember when he went to run the London Marathon?
Yes.
And myself and Colin Gandhi called him afterwards, and we were teasing him and saying, in one of the pictures, we were saying, he looks so humble. You look like you were going there to the Queen to basically beg and ask for the land, and ask for the land back. But, I mean, the fact that he would say that, you know, the doctors said they believed he could take the aggressive chemotherapy because he lived a healthy lifestyle.
Mm.
And, Joanne, I go back to that laughter. I mean, I remember when he would do the afternoon drive. There would be days when they would laugh with the crew there, Tseho and them, and to the point that at times I would be asking myself, what are these guys laughing about?
Yeah, they did have a great time together. We had some of those reflections a little bit earlier on. Tulasizwe Simelane, also a veteran broadcaster, thank you so much for sharing those beautiful thoughts with us on Kolani Gwala.